What's up, everybody? My name is Brent Jones, and thank you so much for listening to this podcast called Commerce Forever, and I'm just so grateful. And I want to give a big shout-out to our sponsors this week. Without the sponsors, this podcast wouldn't be possible, and I'm just so grateful for them, and I hope you check them out on Facebook or their website. And you got Wilbanks Law Firm right here in Commerce, Chris Edwards, a dear friend of mine who represents Rodan & Field skincare line, Simmons Heating and Air, excellent customer service when you give them a call. Olivia Freeman with Keller Williams Realty, the Hardegree team, she's part of that, and Atlanta Partners. She is excellent at what she does. Little Ward Funeral Home, some of the best guys you will ever meet. Hyman Brown Insurance, they will go above and beyond the call of duty to make sure you get the best rates. And Life's a Party Rental Company, dear friends of mine as well, that love to help their community out, and they give back to their community. Part of the, and they are also part of the Eric Redmond Foundation, which you should also check out on their website or on their Facebook pages, Eric Redmond Foundation. So, like I said, without the sponsors, this show wouldn't be possible. I'm very grateful for them. So please show them some love. Be sure you like their Facebook pages and give them a call if you need their services, most definitely. Well, this week we got T. Graham Brown. It's an interview that I had with him a couple months back before Christmas, and I wanted to play it for you today. T. Graham Brown has some ties to this area, no doubt, and he had many hits on the radio back in the 80s and early 90s. And I believe you'll enjoy that. And so I'm looking forward to you hearing that interview. Be sure you email me your thoughts, your comments, ideas for the show. You can email me at bjones, that's B as in boy, Jones, at commerceforeverpodcast.com. You can also visit us on Facebook, at facebook.com/commerceforever. And check and be sure you like that page. Many of you have already subscribed to this podcast. Thank you very much. If you haven't done so already, it just takes less than a second. Just click on that button that says subscribe, and it's absolutely free. So, this coming, well, I want to go over a few things. And this is pretty cool because I am a movie buff, and I love movies. I love going to the movies and all that good stuff. And I know some of you do too. And so, here's a little segment for you that I want to start on the show, and it's some movie reviews and what you think about it. And those of you that have seen some of these movies, please comment on our Facebook page or send me messages and so that I can read them on the air. But the top box office from this past weekend, the number one movie in the nation was How to Train Your Dragon Part 3. And I've already heard it was excellent. Everyone that I've talked to that went and watched it this past weekend, they loved it. Rotten Tomatoes, which is a huge movie review website, gave it 92%. And then that's from movie critics, 92%. That's huge. And then the audience score was 89%. That's outstanding because a lot of times audience, that's what I really go by. I don't go by the movie critics because movie critics usually like movies that I don't like or that I've never heard of. But the audience, when it gets that high, 89%, if it's 70% or more, I usually will try to check it out because I go by the audience because the general feel of an audience is pretty much how I feel as well. But here's a couple of reviews for How to Train Your Dragon. Let's see. For some, this is from New York Magazine, a critic. For some, it'll be a moving conclusion to an epic series. For others, it'll be one less kids franchise to worry about. Okay? Let's see. Here's another review. It says, How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, still has the power to warm a cold heart, but the fire is less bright. Huh. Like I said, these critics, sometimes they do not give great reviews, but, you know. Let's see. The final movie, here's another critic from Salon.com. The final movie is a tour de force, a visually magnificent and poignant story that serves as a fitting close to the series. Here's another one. If you've been in love with these characters from day one, there's little doubt that watching them fly off into the sunset will light a fire in your heart. Okay, How to Train Your Dragon Part 3. If you and your family really like the first two, this should be relatively enjoyable. Like I said, those are from movie critics. But I always go by that audience score of 89%, so I definitely want to see that. Then you've got the other movies that were big this past weekend was Battle Angel coming in at number 2. The Lego Movie Part 2 came in at number 3. Fighting With My Family came in at number 4. Fighting With My Family is based on the WWE superstar Paige and her family life. It was produced by The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. I do want to check that out. Coming in at number 5, Isn't It Romantic? Now, I've heard mixed reviews on this, and if any of you have seen it, let me know what you think. Isn't It Romantic? Rounded it off. Now, this coming weekend, I'm really excited about this. On March 1st, Tyler Perry's A Madea Funeral. Now, that's going to be the last of the Madea movies. If you're a Madea fan like myself, that's it. So be sure you check that out. I'm actually going to see Tyler Perry in the Madea play at the Fox Theater in May. And Tyler Perry, of course, is doing a tour to say goodbye to the Madea character. And so we're going to go watch that in May. We got our tickets a couple months ago. Now, another movie that's coming out this coming Friday that I'm excited about is called Greta. Now, Greta is what you would consider a thriller slash scary movie, and I'm a huge fan of scary movies, so here's what it's about. It's a sweet, naive young woman trying to make it on her own in New York City. She doesn't think twice about returning to the handbag she finds on the subway to its rightful owner. That owner is Greta. Greta, an eccentric French piano teacher with a love for classical music and an aching loneliness. Having recently lost her mother, Frances quickly grows closer to widowed Greta. The two become fast friends, but Greta's maternal charms begin to dissolve and grow increasingly disturbing as Frances discovers that nothing in Greta's life is what it seems in this suspense thriller from Academy Award-winning director Neil Jordan. It is rated R for violence and disturbing images, but I'm a fan of these type of movies. And the critics gave it 67%. There's no audience score yet because it hasn't been released yet. But I'll give you those scores next week. Also coming out this Friday is Apollo 11 and The Hole in the Ground. So if you're a movie fan, be sure you go check out some of these movies or go to RottenTomatoes.com. Like I said earlier, it is a website that gives you the latest movie reviews, the box office numbers, and all that good stuff. So that is that. Now, be sure you check out Commerce City Schools' website. I've said this before. If you don't have children or you're not connected to the school in any way, that's okay. We invite the community each week to check out the events that are going on at Commerce City Schools, because Commerce City Schools, it's part of our community, and we want our community to take part in these things. And we would love to have some of you come to some of our games. It's always fun. Now today you've got JV baseball at White County, and the baseball games are so much fun. If you've never been to one, you should go check them out. Our high school and JV and middle school teams play over here at the Commerce Rec Department baseball fields. And if you go to, like I said, commercecityschools.org, scroll down to the bottom, you'll see the calendar event page, and you can check out what all's going on. Tomorrow you have varsity track at Habersham, varsity tennis at Banks County. You got CMS tennis versus Prince here. And CMS soccer is also home against Lakeview. Girls soccer tomorrow against Lincoln County. And that's also in Lincoln County. Also CMS baseball tomorrow versus Jefferson. And boys soccer versus Lincoln County tomorrow as well. Friday, girls varsity golf at Jekyll Island. Hello, go Tigers, all the way down in Jekyll. Got JV baseball at Jackson County, CMS soccer against Madison here at home, and varsity baseball at Jackson County as well. And that is coming up Friday. And Then, of course, Saturday, if you want to check out anything, you got golf, boys golf at Jennings Mill, JV baseball against Jackson County, and varsity starts after that at 1:30 p.m. against Jackson County, and both of those are home games. So be sure you check out our Facebook page, Commerce City Schools. We upload all kinds of really cool pictures of what the students are doing in classes. If you've not liked that page, go to Commerce City Schools. It's on Facebook, and just click the like button, and then you can see what all the schools are doing. And we keep that updated daily, and we post all kinds of pictures, from sporting events to fine arts to classroom activities. So we'd love for you to join us and check out those our Facebook page. Well, let's go ahead and dive into the show. You're going to really enjoy today's show. Like I said, Tegram Brown's coming up. We're going to talk about the Oscars this past Sunday night, and I'd love to get your opinion on some of that stuff. I've had a wonderful week, besides it being very rainy. I was off all week, and it was great just chilling at the house and doing a few things, but it was just a very rainy week, very wet week. And I know a lot of us are very glad and very happy to see the sun shining and blue skies. All right, here we go. Enjoy the show, guys. Thanks. What's up, everybody? This past Sunday night was the annual Academy Awards, where movies and actors and actresses and all that good stuff, they get recognized. And it's been causing a lot of controversy over the past few years, because a lot of the stars that give their acceptance speeches and all that, they are, you know, they turn it into a political thing, you know. And so what do you think about it? Do you think actors and people in Hollywood should voice their political opinions, or should they stick to being entertainers, you know? And so anyway, on Fox News, on the Fox News channel, Tucker Carlson had a really cool segment on this past Sunday night's Oscars. And so I'm going to play that for you and let me know your thoughts. Here we go.
Author and columnist Mark Stein was also watching last night and joins us. So, Mark, you got to say, of the Hollywood people, I mean, they do care deeply, wouldn't you say, much more deeply than a person like you cares?
Yeah, they do. They care. And that was the message. They cared at length. that guy you had on now saying that movies give a voice to the voiceless. I have to laugh. They did that all night long. They say movies give a voice to the voiceless shortly before they cut off the microphone of the best sound editing guy because his co-winner has gone long on her speech. So it was literally hypocritical as we watched. You know, Lisa said she just wanted to have fun. You mentioned a few decades ago, the Oscar shows were a big deal, and they were conventional shows of that type. They've gotten rid of everything. They've gotten rid of the song and dance. They've gotten rid of the jokes. They've gotten rid of the host. They got rid of the gowns. The gowns were frumpy last night, except for Billy Porter in that, what did he call it? A tuxedo dress. That was the only time I felt the rustle of taffeta. So he was the only one I would have asked to dance with at the post-Oscar ball. They got rid of the thank yous to Harvey Weinstein, which constituted 40% of the Oscar time of the last 20 years. And all that left was this pious, earnest virtue signaling, which I think they think, because they bottomed out and they got a little bit of an uptick of an audience, that in fact they now have a core audience that actually doesn't want fun, to go back to Lisa's word, that is just much more comfortable with the pious, earnest, boring virtue signaling, and is happy just to stick with that for its own sake, because for some reason,
but I wonder,
it makes them feel good.
Do they? I mean, Hollywood in some ways is over. It's diminishing in its power and its reach. The technology has been surpassed by others. But I wonder if they're kind of just going through the motions. Like, this is what you have to say if you're a director or an actor. You have to make these noises. Or do you think they still believe them?
Well, I think Spike Lee certainly does. He walked out because whatever it's called, Green Room, Green Door, whatever it is, Green Room won the best picture. I think he does actually mean it. I think most of the other people reading glassy-eyed from the teleprompter, one thing is fascinating to me, the world's greatest actors and actresses, they can play any role on the planet, but they can't read a dull, teleprompted, leaden piece of prose about giving voice to the voiceless and put any life into it. They're just awful prompter readers. You would clean up at the Oscars for best prompter reader, Tucker, way ahead of Julia Roberts or any of these other stars. They just can't do it. And so I think they are just going through the motions, and they're doing it because this is just part of what it means to be an actor. 20 years ago, you had to give Harvey Weinstein a back rub when he asked you up to his hotel room. Now you just have to genuflect to transgender rights or whatever is this year's fashion. They're just doing what they need to do to keep themselves in work.
Did anybody say anything artistic, which is to say unexpected, interesting, against the grain, radical, or was it all just approved thoughts?
No, it was approved thoughts. And again, to go back to Lisa's word, fun, what was interesting to me was that there was no wit or charm or even any sense of joy or pleasure in the event. That was what was palpable almost. Even when you listen to someone like Spike Lee, you sort of sense the grievance. A guy who's getting a statuette for making a movie, and he somehow feels obliged to talk about America's genocide of its native people, is sort of oddly trivial. If you seriously believe it's genocide, it's actually trivializing of that to connect it to you getting some crummy award for best adapted screenplay. I don't think there's anything serious about this. They've taken out all the joy, all the charm, all the wit, all the fun, and they haven't found anything to put in its place.
Wow. I don't even. They've lost the power even to offend me.
that's how banal it is. That's a downer, Tucker. I should do eight bars of Hooray for Hollywood like the old days, but we don't have that anymore.
Mark Stein, great to see you. Thank you.
Thanks.
And so that was interesting, you know, just a take on the Oscars and why. What's your take on that? Do you like I said earlier? Do you believe that the Hollywood elite, the A-list actors, should they voice their political opinions? For me, and this is my opinion, this is the way I feel, you know, when an entertainer starts getting political, it turns me off, you know. I want to go to a movie or watch a TV show with certain actors and actresses in it that entertain me. I want to be entertained by them. I don't want to know what they think of what's going on in the country and how they want to give their... I don't want to hear them talk about or bash our president and stuff like that. I just, you know, that's... I want to be entertained, you know? And one person that is all about entertainment is Dolly Parton. And she, a few times now, she's been vocal about how she doesn't want to get into politics, you know. But here's a really cool segment also that I wanted to play for you that involves Dolly Parton, and it's she's speaking on the Me Too movement and why she avoids politics. And some of you have probably heard her take on all this, but it's right on point with how I feel as well, as far as, you know, artists avoiding politics. So let's listen to what Dolly Parton says on this. She says, Dolly Parton has strong but polite words. She wants to make clear that her views are her own. She wants, she don't want people speaking for her. The country legend says she's experienced sexual harassment during her time in the limelight, but that her experiences likely aren't as bad as the other women that may have had those experiences. She says, I have dealt with it, but I've always been able to maneuver because I come from a family of six brothers, so I understand men, and I've known more good men than bad men. And that's what she told The Guardian. It's a man's world, and it's not their fault, and more than it is just life, and we have allowed it to happen. That's from The Guardian as well. The unapologetically feminine Parton said she relates to feminists and even provided them a soundtrack, which is 9 to 5. But the singer is hesitant to label herself as such because she just doesn't want to do that. And she says, the way I've conducted my life and business and myself speaks for itself. You know, she's just for all the gals, is what she says. She also admitted that she was uncomfortable with when Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda criticized President Donald Trump while on stage at the 2017 Emmy Awards. I don't really like getting up on TV and saying political things. I don't even want to make a deal out of it, but I want people to know I'm my own individual self. A big reason that Dolly Parton doesn't get political is because she's a smart marketer. Okay, admitting that she doesn't want to alienate anyone in her enormous, diverse fan base. She says, I respect my audience too much. I respect myself too much for that. Of course, I have my own opinions, but that don't mean I go and throw them out there because you're going to piss off half the people. She's smart with all that, no doubt about it. She says that she is an entertainer, and that's it. You know, she's not a politician. She's an entertainer. So that's what she wants to do, is entertain. So anyway, to wrap up this segment, I would love to know your thoughts on all this. What do you think about the famous people of Hollywood and their political opinions? Do you, are they valid or are they not valid? And how do you feel about all that? And how do you feel about the Oscars this past Sunday night? Did you watch them? Did you get turned off by them? And here's my opinion. It was very, very boring. You know, there's a couple of segments on the show that I enjoyed, like Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, their song. Incredible song, by the way, if you haven't heard it. Be sure you throw that in your Google machine and listen to their performance from Sunday night's Oscars. Queen with Adam Lambert opened up the show with a couple of Queen hits since Bohemian Rhapsody was nominated. But that was a good segment too. So really the music segments were pretty good. But I'd like to hear your opinion. And as always, you can email me at bjones, B as in boy, Jones, at commerceforeverpodcast.com. Well, everyone, we are here today with country music powerhouse vocalist T. Graham Brown. He has recorded and charted more than 20 singles on the Billboard Hot Country charts, which is huge and unheard of for a lot of artists today. And, of course, he had some number one singles and some top 10 singles, and you would be familiar with so many of them. And we're going to talk about some of that today, but welcome to the show, Mr. T. Graham Brown. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. I'm sitting here at the house, and let me mute this TV. I'm watching the news. I'm watching the Business Channel to see what the stock market's doing. I pretend that I have a lot of stock, so
yeah.
I'll sit there and pretend I'm Warren Buffett or something.
Oh, man.
But no, I'm doing good, man, and it's getting on toward Christmas time, so this is a good time of year.
I love Christmas.
Me too.
Yeah, it's my Thanksgiving to Christmas are my favorite weeks of the year, no doubt.
You know, man, when I was little, I always wanted a BB gun.
Yeah.
In my boyhood years, from when I was, let me see, 6 years old to about 15, something like that, I lived down in Araby, Georgia. My daddy went down there and built a grain elevator. And so I lived in this little bitty town that had 300 people in it. Mm-hmm. And it had a couple of streets. It didn't really have many streets, even. You know, it was like a farming community. And I always want a BB gun, man. No, no, I ain't getting you a BB gun. You'll put your eye out. You'll put somebody's eye out. You know that old story.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, as dumb luck of mine would have had it, wouldn't you know that the boy that lived four houses down, somebody had shot his eye out, and he was blind in one eye. So it was like I couldn't say, no, that'll never happen. Because this boy, Wendell Story, lived down the street, man, and it had happened to him. And it was like I had no argument. So I was 10 years old, and that Christmas, they didn't give me a BB gun, but they got me an automatic rifle. I guess they figured I'd have sense enough not to kill somebody.
Yeah.
Because everybody down there started hunting, you know, when we were real little. And it wasn't nothing to go fishing and hunting just about every day down there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I hadn't been hunting in so long now since I've been in Nashville. It's been forever.
Oh, really?
I got so many wildlife around the house. We got turkeys and bobcats and deer and coyotes and everything, you know. But I never have killed any of them.
Yeah. Man, down here, especially in North Georgia and Blairsville and Blue Ridge, the bear population, black bear, is unreal right now. They're everywhere.
Really?
Everywhere.
Wow.
So,
is that good or bad?
Well, I love it because I get to see them every now and then. But, you know, my dad has one on his property that keeps coming by. But it's up in Blairsville.
Well,
it's crazy.
Will they attack you? Will those kind of bears attack you, or are they scared of you?
Usually, if you just make some noise, they're more afraid of us than what we realize. They'll run off.
Yeah, okay.
Real scared, but I don't
know. You know Andy Griggs? You know who Andy Griggs is?
I sure
is.
Do. Mm-hmm.
I talked to him. We went down to Tanya Tucker's birthday party downtown Nashville about a month ago, something like that. And he was fixing to go down to Mark Wills' place in Blue Ridge.
Yeah.
And Sheila, did he say he was going to go down there and shoot an antelope, didn't he? Was he kidding? There ain't antelopes down there, are they, Brett?
No. There's a few elk. You know, there's like an elk farm, but I don't know. I've never heard of that.
He might have been kidding.
Yeah.
But he was headed down there the next morning.
Well, they've opened bear season. You know, you can, it's legal to shoot black bear right now in certain places. Because the population's so huge.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I never have seen one.
I saw one this past summer in Gatlinburg, ran across the street in front of me as I was leaving.
Wow.
Yeah. But
well, anyway, I used to go hunting and fishing every day. You know, I had this bicycle, man, and I would put my shotgun and my fishing rod and reel across the handlebars.
Mm-hmm.
And ride out into the country and take my shotgun and my fishing rod with me. I used to hunt and fish all the time.
Well, that's a picture perfect. That's like something from a movie. You see a kid on a bicycle with their fishing rod.
Yeah, well, I did. There wasn't much to do in Araby, Georgia, I'll tell you.
Couldn't imagine.
It's 10 miles south of Cordell, and there's sand, pine trees, and rattlesnakes is about all that's down there.
Oh, that's not far from Tifton, is it?
No, it's 30 miles north of Tifton.
Okay, yeah. All right. Well, man, I was listening to this record, and it came out a few years ago, Forever Changed, and I tell you what, man, it is a powerful record. What? Tell us how that come about and that process, because it's good, man.
Well, thank you. Sheila had been after me to do a gospel album.
Yeah.
And we're part of this church building ministry. It's called International Cooperating Ministries. It's been around 25 years. It's based out of Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And we build small churches, little bitty churches in third world countries. We've built over 7,000 churches so far. That's a lot of churches.
Wow.
But they're just, a lot of times, just one room, four walls and a roof a lot of times, just so people get out of the weather and have church.
Mm.
And it's really a cool thing. Like, the community has to build it themselves. I mean, we might give folks like $5,000,
right,
and they build a church out of it. But these are real poor people, man. Mm. These are, they can make do. Sometimes they make their own bricks. It's they're just hungry for the word. Mm. And so we wanted to do something to let some money go from our gospel album over to International Cooperating Ministry. So we tried to figure out a way to do it. We didn't have much of a budget at all. We did a lot of pre-production work. We went in, and I think that thing's got 13 songs on it, maybe 12, 13, 14, I can't remember. But we went into a studio in Nashville called the Tracking Room, and we had the best players, man. We had the really cream of the crop guys, and we cut every track one day.
Wow.
And you know, that's getting after it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And then we started doing vocals. We went out to Trinity Broadcasting Network has a place out there where Conway Twitty had a thing called Twitty City, and it was like a, you know, like a family kind of a park kind of, you know, with rides and all that. So Trinity Broadcasting Network took that over with, and they built this awesome studio, and it's closed down. It just didn't get enough business. It's just a killer studio that we did our vocals in, and it was so cheap that it was like a no-brainer to go out there. So we were listening to the playback of the song He'll Take Care of You, and somebody mentioned you know, Vince would sound good on this record. And I thought, well, I never have called up anybody to be on any of my records. I never have called in any favors. I got George Jones to sing with me one time. And I've had some people sing him a line or two, you know, but nothing. So anyway, I've been knowing Vince Gill since the mid-'80s. Yeah. And I knew he would do it. We're old friends. So anyway, I called him up, and he did. And he put a guitar solo on it. And then we got to thinking, well, you know, the Oak Ridge Boys would sound good backing up. And then we, Leon Russell was one of my best friends. I think this project was maybe the last thing he ever did.
Oh, wow.
And called him up, and I knew he would do it. And then we started calling up some people in Southern Gospel. I called up Jason Crabb. I've been knowing him a long time. He's
great.
Awesome singer. And I called up Jimmy Fortune and Sonia Isaacs from the Isaacs.
Oh, she's great, too.
Y'all, they're awesome, man. And the Booth Brothers and Jeff and Sherry Easter, they're from Lincolnton, Georgia.
Oh, yeah, I know them.
And there's a group called Three Bridges that are really good.
Yep.
I'm trying to think who I'm leaving out. I don't want to leave anybody out. Then I got Steve Cropper to play some guitar. So all this kind of just fell in line, man. We were just trying to do something that we thought God wanted us to do, and it was just a blessed deal from beginning to end. I mean, nobody said, let me think about it or any of that. Everybody just immediately said, yes, how can we help? And it just turned into this really cool thing. And then once we got it finished, we didn't know how we were going to sell it. We were going to, you know, sell it on our website and it shows, which would have been okay, but not really a huge deal. But then Sony got involved and took over the manufacturing and marketing and distribution of it. And then probably the best thing to happen was Cracker Barrel put it in all their stores.
That's right.
And then by some dumb luck that nobody had on their radar, we got a doggone Grammy nomination on top of all that. So it just, it really reinforced that when you're doing something God's way, he's going to bless it. So that's how that album came about.
That is so cool.
And so monies from it go to International Cooperating Ministries.
Yeah.
So that's the whole, you know, the whole thing, man. The whole explanation
I love it. What's your favorite hit song to perform live? Do you have a favorite that you just love doing every night?
Oh, man, you know, they're all good because they all got me to where I am.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't even be talking to you if I hadn't had some hits, you know. And I like them all, but you know one thing, one that's really special to me, and it never was a big hit, is Wine in the Water.
Wine in the Water, yep.
It's kind of become a hit over the last 20 years.
That's right.
Everybody wants to hear it. Everybody wants to tell me a story about it, which is great, about how it's helped them or helped their daddy or their mama or cousin or something, you know. And so we know that that song's been blessed too, and it's out there helping folks. Really? That really makes me happy.
That's right. And I was actually, I wrote that down because it came out the year I graduated high school, and I was wondering if that's still requested today, and I guess it was. It is, so.
Well, to tell you the truth, it's our number one request, man.
Good.
It really is.
That's awesome.
It really is.
Hmm. When you're putting together your set list, do you try to include all the big hits, or do you ever skip one and somebody mentions it to you at the table? Why did you not sing so and so?
Yeah, well, we do that all. We hear that all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why didn't you do this one, or why didn't you do that one? And there's only so much time in a show.
Sure. Sure.
And I don't really want. Some people will do a medley of hits, you know.
Right.
I never have liked that.
Yeah.
I just like doing the whole song.
Oh yeah.
Sometimes that medley stuff, it misses the whole meaning of the song if you just sing one verse or something.
Yeah, I've been to shows where artists do that, and I just want to hear the whole song.
But the downside is you can't do them all.
Right. Yep.
And that's a good problem to have.
Sure.
You know,
oh
but,
yeah. Yeah, because you ain't going to put on no four-hour show.
Yeah, well, I've had we've had some gospel number ones, and I had a song that was a blues number one, and so we've had hits in different genres of music,
mm-hmm.
So it's not all just country stuff
right.
That we do in the show. I mean, it ranges from just hardcore R&B to gospel to country.
Yeah, and your voice, and, you know, not blowing smoke, but your voice really is so versatile that you can do that. And a lot of artists can't, but I think your voice just crosses over really easily.
Well, I've been blessed with the gift. You know, man, I was so heavy into drinking and drugs, it's a miracle I'm still alive.
Mm.
Through the grace of God and the love of Sheila Brown, I'm still alive. But I did everything I could do to kill the gift, man. I mean, I abused myself and my throat so much, but God never took the gift away, so I'm just glad to be sitting here, much less singing.
That's great. And
I'm having more fun now than I've ever had, man.
Isn't that something?
You know, I was out there in the early days when we were out chasing a hit. I don't even remember. We were visiting radio stations every day and just bam, bam, bam. So just traveling so much. And now I can kind of take it easier.
Yeah.
I'll take it a lot easier than back then. Sheila travels with me and got a good band and the bus and all that. We're just still doing the same things. It's not so. There's no pressure anymore. I don't have anything left to prove, and I just go out there and have fun, man.
Yeah, because, I mean, you are the one in charge, creative control, and you get to enjoy it now and really soak it in.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a show we don't do, we don't take the show, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Our agent calls us up and runs every show by us, you know, and we say yeah or no on it, so.
Well, I was going to ask you, you had a show in Athens, Georgia recently, and it was all over the radio stations here, because I live 20 minutes from Athens, but how did that show go? It seems like it's kind of like a homecoming, in a way, because so many people, you have a lot of fans in Athens, so how'd that go?
Oh, it was fun, man. There were a lot of people there.
Yeah.
There were a lot of people from my high school there. A lot of people that I couldn't remember their names, but could remember their face. And, a lot of people I went to the University of Georgia, and Sheila did too. My daddy did too. My brother, all their family, the ones that go to school all went to Georgia. And there were a lot of people that I knew when I was at Georgia too, they weren't necessarily from Athens. They were there. See, it was on the night before the Georgia Tech game.
That's right.
The town was full of folks.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it was nice. It was nice. That made me feel real good.
You going to watch the big championship Saturday?
Probably. Yeah. I hadn't even thought about it, man. I hadn't been watching that much football this year. But I always pull for Georgia.
Oh, yeah. Georgia-Alabama Saturday, but it's going to be tough.
Wow. Well, that game always is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, over the years, and I had wrote this down because one of my absolute all-time favorite female artists, and I saw her this past January, was Tanya Tucker. And you had a huge hit with her, Don't Go Out With Him. And when's the last time you performed that? Has it been a while?
Long time, man. Yeah. The only time I ever do it is when I do a show with Tanya.
Yeah.
Which we're going to do one in a couple of months coming up in Hiawassee.
You're kidding.
At that
Anderson Music Hall.
Exactly. I can't remember. Hold on. Hey, Sheila, when's that Tanya show? In March, Sheila's saying. So, you know, we used to tour a lot together.
Uh-huh.
And we're still like brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
We're on the same record label. And I've known her a long time, Sheila and I. We know our kids know each other. You know. I mean, we're tight with that bunch.
That's so awesome. I'm so glad you said that because I will definitely be there at that show because I did not know.
Yeah, that'll be a good show.
Yeah, my parents
love it. And I just walk out there in the middle of the show, you know, and I'll talk to Tanya and I'll say, look, why don't I come out after such and such a song?
Yeah.
And I just walk out there and the band kicks into it and we do it. And then I'll walk off the stage. It's like, I'll do my show.
Right.
And then she'll come out and be in, like, in the middle of hers, and then I'll walk out, we'll sing that song, and then I'll walk off.
What about that?
So.
Yeah, well, my family lives about 10 minutes from there, so I'm coming. There you go.
Good. Well, good. Yeah, that'll be a good day.
Yeah, man.
If you can find me, I'll hook y'all two up.
Oh, please do.
I mean, at least she'll say hey to you.
Oh, yeah.
I'll make sure you meet her.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to get a little picture for Facebook.
Well, that's easy.
Yeah.
That'll be easy to do. That'll be easy to do.
You know, you've performed at the Grand Ole Opry many, many times. What does that mean for an artist? Even for you, what does that mean today?
It's awesome, man.
Yeah.
It's the only place that I still get nervous. You know, man, I'm right at 300 appearances on the Opry.
Oh, wow.
So I've done it a lot.
Yeah.
Man. And it's great fun, man. It's always an honor.
Yeah.
I wish they'd make me a member. Maybe they will sometime.
I wish they would, too. Your buddy, John Barry, was on the show a couple weeks ago, and he was talking about that as well. You know, he goes frequently now, and he said it does. It's just a special night, and you still get nervous for it. So.
Well, hey, man, it's the Grand Ole Opry.
That's right.
There's only one of them. You know, it's been around, 90 years or something like that,
you know?
And then right now they're having them at the Ryman. We did it a couple of weeks ago. And so anytime you can go and sing on the stage of the Ryman, it's awesome. And then anytime you do the Opry, it's awesome. And if you add them together, it's double awesome.
What's the sound like in the Ryman when you perform there? Is it just incredible or?
It's perfect.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
It's the best place that I've ever sung in.
Wow.
No, I mean, I've been all over the world, and the Ryman is just the best.
Hmm. That's awesome to hear. We've talked a lot about your career, but what's your thoughts? And I ask all my guests this because most of my guests are from hit makers from the 80s, 90s. And what's your thoughts?
You mean old guys like me?
Shoot. It's the best country, man. I tell you, you know, it's almost as if 80s country and 90s country are their own separate genres now because it was so special.
Well, good. You know? I'm glad you feel that way.
Yeah. What's your thoughts on today's country? You got some buddies in it, or do you not really turn it on?
I don't really turn it on.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like, hey, you know, people always ask me or ask, you know, they'll try to get me to say how much I hate it, you know. But I don't listen to it enough to know whether I like it or not, really.
Yeah.
I think everybody likes what they grew up with.
Right.
I think every generation likes the people that are listeners now, when they get some age on them, they'll look back and say, boy, those were the days, you know. Because when I came out, I wasn't the country's guy on the block, but because I had horns and just I was kind of like the redheaded stepchild, kind of, you know. I wasn't mainstream like Randy Travis. I never did hit a big lick like that. And people come up to me, and I never thought I was that country, you know, meaning just stone country. I had people all the time come up to me and says, man, that's some real country music you're playing.
Really?
That's real country music. So I think people just look back on their youth and think, you know, that was the best time in the history of music, you know. No matter if it's rock and roll or whatever it is.
That's funny you say that, because Deborah Allen was on the show yesterday, and she said the same thing you just said.
Really? Well, it's the truth.
Yeah.
And Deborah's a great friend of ours, too. Isn't she nice?
Oh, she's a sweetheart, man.
She is a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Sheila, you like Deborah Allen? She says, I love her, Raymond, too.
I might be going to her. She's got a Christmas show in Franklin on the 15th. I might go up there and check that out.
Oh, good, man.
Yeah.
Y'all, too.
Well, Mr. Brown, it's been such an honor for you to be on the show today. I love it. It's you. You've been great.
Well, thanks. I'm just a regular guy.
Well, and if you, for those of you listening, be sure you check out all of his upcoming dates. He's got some coming up in 2019, tgronbrown.com. You can also go to Facebook and look him up there as well. Be sure you like his page. And he is
Twitter.
Twitter,
and Instagram.
And
all that stuff.
You're all over the social media.
Oh, man, I'm worldwide. Are you kidding me?
That's great.
You know, I'm going to do a part in a play this, we're leaving tomorrow to go to North Carolina to do this. This guy a few years ago wrote this play. It's a Waffle House Christmas. It's called Scattered, Smothered, and Covered.
Really?
And it's these people that get stranded on Christmas Eve in a snowed in at a Waffle House. It's a really fun thing. And I did a couple of movies this summer, that will be out next year, so I'm having fun doing all kinds of stuff, man.
Well, that's awesome, man. So you've got a couple movies coming out. That's so cool to hear.
Yeah. I've been doing a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
And I got some things, hopefully. I don't want to say anything, but 2019 ought to be a pretty cool recording year, too. So.
Sweet. Yeah, we'll have you back on the show when that comes out, man.
Yeah, I'm just trying to stay relevant.
Oh, you are, man. Your voice carries through many generations. That's the truth.
Well, thanks, buddy. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, man. I'll look you up in Hiawassee when you come. So.
Okay. Well, I'll make sure you meet Tanya and say hey and get a picture and all that stuff.
Well, very cool. Very cool, man.
Yeah, and Sheila will say, you got our phone number, so just stay in touch with us. If you ever need anything, just give us a shout.
Cool, man. Well, you take care, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks,
buddy. Thanks. Bye-bye. You're welcome. Bye. We can't do this show without our sponsors. I want to give a shout out to Olivia Freeman, realtor with the Hard Degree Team, Keller Williams Realty, Atlanta Partners. You can reach her at 678-622-0877. Or Olivia Freeman at kw.com. She's also on Facebook, and she will post regularly the homes that she has listed. And let me tell you, I've dealt with the Hard Degree Team before. That's who I purchased my home with, and they made the transaction and the process so smooth, and it gave me a peace of mind knowing that I had someone working for me who had my best interests. And let me tell you, Olivia Freeman will do just that. She is a community person. She loves commerce, and she wants to help you find your next home. So whether you're in the market for buying or selling, or you're just thinking about it, give her a call, 678-622-0877. Look at her Facebook page, /SoldByOliviaKW, and you can see some of the listings she has there. Also, Hyman Brown Insurance. Hyman Brown Insurance will cover you with auto, home, fire, business, commercial, auto, workers' compensation, life insurance. Hyman Brown will do it all. They do it all. And let me tell you, that's who I use. And when I signed up with them, it took literally just minutes to get everything transferred over to them. And it was so smooth and easy. They have the best insurance agents out there in town, and they will work for you. They are commerce through and through. And let me tell you, they are the best. Simmons Heating and Air, 335-3664. Simmons Heating and Air, whatever your problem is, if you have a problem with your heating system, your air system, whatever the case may be, they have qualified professionals that will get to your home as quickly as possible. They don't wait around. Let me tell you, they are quick to the point, and they are professional, and they care about the customers. So why not stay local? Use Simmons Heating and Air right here in town. Wilbanks Law Firm. Wilbanks Law Firm with Dylan Wilbanks and Aaron Moore. They are two of the best lawyers that this area could ever have hoped to have gotten. And let me tell you, they care about the community. They are both Commerce High School graduates. They love this community, and they want to help you out, whatever your situation may be. And they handle all forms of law. All forms of law. You can look up them as well on Facebook. And they also have a website as well that gives a detailed description of their services. If you have a question and maybe you're just not sure what to do, give them a call. Go get a consultation. Use someone local. Like I said, Commerce High School alumni, both lawyers are, and they're great. And I interviewed Dylan Wilbanks a few weeks ago. You can always check that out in the archives and check out that interview. But what a great team they are. And that's with Wilbanks Law Firm. Check them out on Facebook as well. Then you got Little Ward Funeral Home. Little Ward Funeral Home, you know, I can't brag on them enough. They, you know, when you go through a situation like a funeral, they walk you through step by step. And they help the process be as smooth as possible, because we all know that is something that we don't look forward to. We don't look forward to planning a funeral or all the details that brings, you know. But Little Ward Funeral Home and their staff, they do care. And just like the other sponsors, they are community driven. They love commerce, and they are here to serve. And they've been doing it for a very long time. They know what they're doing, and they can handle your situation, and they can walk you through it and make it as peaceful and smooth as possible. That's Little Ward Funeral Home right here in Commerce. Then we have one of my friends, Chris Edwards, with Rodan and Fields. If you've never used Rodan and Fields, you're missing out, because they are the best skincare company around. You know, they have a proven track record. And right now, Chris Edwards, who is a level 3 executive consultant with Rodan and Fields, dermatologist, they have this really cool special right now that they have with teenagers and acne. How many parents out there listening to the show right now have teenagers that are struggling with their skin? Well, they have some of the best skincare products for teenage acne. Also, maybe you're an adult and you're struggling with some acne problems. Rodan and Fields has the best solutions. It's proven time and time again. Look them up. You can look up Chris Edwards on Facebook. You can also go to her website, which is mchedwards.myrandf.com. And there you can find out exactly what I'm talking about in more detail. But it's the best skincare around. And Chris Edwards, like I said, she's a level 3 executive consultant. Use her. She's local. You don't have to go travel out of town to go see a dermatologist. Try this skincare first. It's the best out there. And like I said, it's proven. And then we round out our sponsors with Life's a Party Rental Company right here in town with Eric Redmond. And Life's a Party, like I've said before, they are the best. They are the best rental company in this area. Don't go to Athens. Don't go to Gwinnett County. Don't go somewhere further away than Commerce, because they provide everything here. Whether you're planning a backyard barbecue, you are having a big reunion or a class reunion, a wedding, a rehearsal dinner, a reception, a birthday party, you want bounce houses, you want all that stuff, whatever the case may be, they have it. They set up your party, they set up the tents, they set up the tables, the chairs, and they make your party the best of the best. I mean, that's what they do. I have dealt with them. I've seen them work. They have the best staff. They get the job done. They set up quick. They tear down quick. And, you know, it's whenever you have someone working on your behalf with your for your party, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about setting up and tearing down. Hire them. They have the best rates in this area. That's Life's a Party Rental Company with Eric Rebin. And you can reach him at 706-215-1582 or his mother, Angie Rebin, who's also the business manager, 706-215-1535. Life's a Party Rental Company. Check them out. Now, all of these, all of my sponsors are right here in town. You can visit them on Facebook. You can visit them on the web and check them out. Shop local, stay local. These are, that's what this podcast is all about, staying local and making sure that we keep our small businesses alive and running. So, once again, shout out to Olivia Freeman, realtor with the Hardegree team, Keller Williams, Realty Atlanta Partners, Hyman Brown Insurance Company right here in town, Simmons Heating and Air, Will Banks Law Firm, Little Ward Funeral Home, Chris Edwards with Rodan and Field Skincare Company, Life's a Party Rental Company as well. Thank you to my sponsors. Without the sponsors, this show would not be possible. Shop local. Would you like to advertise with this podcast? You should. You should at least think about it. Our podcast is reaching more and more people each week. It's a great way for your business or your product to get in front of many, many people. We are partnered with Commerce Main Street, the downtown development, with Natalie Thomas, who is our Main Street manager. Each week, we are advertised on their Facebook page of over 5,000 people. We are also partnered with Commerce City Schools, and they advertise us as well each week with close to 3,000 people, along with our social media, which is well over 4,000 people. You will be advertised on Instagram and Twitter as well. That's a lot of people to see your name each week. Not only that, when they hear the podcast, that's even more listeners. The podcast has grown tremendously over the last few weeks. We debuted in January, on January 9th. We had so many downloads that first week that we made the iTunes Top 100 podcast charts. That's huge, considering that we are only a local podcast right here in Commerce, Georgia. But we were recognized on a national level our very first week. That just shows you how many people are talking about the podcast, how many people are actually listening to it. Podcast is, it's an online radio. It's listened to it anywhere you want to listen to it at any time. Each episode comes out every Wednesday. Maybe you don't get to hear it that Wednesday. Maybe it's Saturday before you get to hear an episode. Well, that's fine, because podcasts, like I said, are on demand. You can listen to them anytime, anywhere you want. That's the cool thing about online radio. Well, I'm Britt Jones, and I'm so grateful that you are listening to today's show. So once again, if you're interested in advertising with us, email me at bjones, that's B as in boy, Jones, at commerceforeverpodcast.com, or you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Britt Jones Music, that's 1T, B-R-I-T, Jones Music, add me as a friend, send me a message, and I'll send you all the information you need to know about advertising with us. Now, our ad spots are very cheap and guaranteed to get you results. It's such a great way to advertise your business, so why not do it? Once again, email me, bjones@commerceforeverpodcast.com, or message me on Facebook. Look forward to hearing from you. Have a great week. Well, thanks everybody for listening to today's show. I hope you enjoyed the T. Graham Brown interview. And like I said earlier, please message me your thoughts on the Oscars and Hollywood in politics and all that good stuff. So email me at bjones@commerceforeverpodcast.com. We also have a website, and that is commerceforeverpodcast.com, facebook.com/commerceforever. Let's join us and keep that updated regularly as well. So have a great week. Be right back here next Wednesday for a brand new episode. You can also go to the archives as well at commerceforeverpodcast.com if you've missed any of the shows. All right, thank you so much for being a part of this and listening and being dedicated. Please tell your friends about us, and I would really appreciate that. God bless you. Have a blessed week.